AM Live on a Friday morning, and time for us to present another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. In Johannesburg, Martin, a very good morning to you. Now, you say when the going gets tough, it's in South Africa right now, I think that's given and accepted. It's time to turn to the engineers who have the wherewithal to engineer our way out of a crisis.
Yeah, when the going gets tough, Jeremy, turn to an engineer. And we're not just talking our own book. If you look at the subprime crisis in the US, who have they turned to solve some of those problems? Well, in the case of Merrill Lynch, which is now embattled, they've turned to John Thain, an electrical engineer, of course, also with a lot of financial exposure. Another subprime offender, Citigroup, who have they turned to turn things around? To Vikram Pandit, also an electrical engineer, also, of course, with a lot of exposure to finance and business. But what we're saying is that this is the job of the engineer. With the consulting engineers, things happen. But not only do we have that reality, but we also have an offer from the South African Association of Consulting Engineers who say, we want to get involved. And engineers, when they get involved, they get things done. So we have this offer from the new head and the new president of SAICE, the South African Association of Consulting Engineers, Felix von Goker, who says, we don't want to be silent in South Africa's agony, and we need to get involved. And when we talk about involvement here, we need involvement as per Herman Guillaume of history fame. He's saying South Africa have gone through these crises in the past. They've always solved them. But with this particular crisis, he advocates that we don't do it in an uncoordinated way. In other words, you need a task team in the center that looks at one thing and one thing only. What will benefit South Africa and its people? And then identify the problems and go for the solutions, which we know mustn't be uncoordinated. You cannot just go for the power problem at the moment. You cannot just go for the potential threats to water. You cannot go only for the fact that we're having possibly steel rationing soon. You can't just go for the logistics and rail. It's got to be a holistic solution, and you've also got to try and deal with the impacts on growth that arise in the short term and also the impacts on growth that arise in the long term, not excluding home affairs that you're dealing with and not excluding the vital education element.
Let's pick up on that word solution, if we can. Two giant global engineering groups, you say, are stepping up to the plate. Solutions, in other words, to offer energy short South Africa new insights, particularly as far as the nuclear energy future is concerned.
You know, we are benefiting from people still beating a path to our door, and we must take advantage of that. And there are two giant global engineering groups in the form of Areva of France, in the form of Westinghouse in the US, who are stepping up to the plate to offer us nuclear solutions. And we know that from a long-term baseload point of view, it is either coal or nuclear. We know that coal has its baggage, its CO2 baggage. They're trying to clean up their act, but we also know that the FutureGen project is now being delayed, and nuclear will have to play its role, and the faster the better. And these two companies have already put their bids in for what is called Nuclear One. They have also tied up with local companies, Areva tying up with Avenge, and Westinghouse of the US tying up with Murray and Roberts. They are also keen on localization, creating a local content to all this, which is so important for the job spin-off. And one of them, Westinghouse, has already acquired IST Nuclear, so it's an acquired going concern and renamed it under the Westinghouse banner. And then Areva is offering something very interesting at this time when Eskom is cash constrained, and they are even offering a possible sweetener in the form of one of the components of their team, the very big French utility EDF, actually being an investor in these nuclear projects. And we're looking at, you know, 20,000 megawatts of nuclear power by 2025. We've got the five sites. It is now decision making time.
Not a good year for South Africa, and goodness knows it's only February, but music to the ears is that there is a mining company announcing that it will have no drop in production in spite of the cut 10% of electricity year two mine.
You know, mining companies were almost sounding like a long praying record. Every time they reported, the gold companies would say, we've got to cut our electricity consumption by 10%. This could translate into an even bigger reduction in gold production, maybe bigger than 10% we would be losing in gold ounces. And the platinum companies began the same litany. They would tell you how many ounces they would be short this year as a result of the fact that they would have to go down to 90% of electricity consumption. Well, it was music to the ears when Northam Platinum came up and surprised the analysts, saying, we've got this 10% cut in electricity, but there won't be any cut in our production. We will keep the production level in the next 6 months at the same level that it was when we used 100% of electricity. And that is the sort of rising to the challenge that we want to see from South Africa's engineering community that have done very well at Northam, to be confident that they won't use 107 megawatts any longer. They're quite confident that they won't go beyond 95 megawatts of power. So that sort of attitude in rising to the occasion and rising to the challenge we see will lift our productivity, and it's time for people to show their mettle.
Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday on AM.